The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the joke that went around last week, Dr. Geezer versus Dr. Young. I got short on time and couldn't read it last week. The Sound Prints magazine is up from February 4th. Novel Ideas will be meeting February 16th. Mystery Book Group will meet the 25th. Fantasy Book Club will meet the 27th. Fiction Old and New will meet March 2nd. The Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund will weigh in on House Resolution 620 that is voted on next week. The Guide Dog Users in will be weighing in on the United Airlines pet policy. And their Durward K. McDaniel First Timers event on the ACB convention this July. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. An old physician, Dr. Gordon Geezer, became very bored in retirement and decided to reopen a medical clinic. He put up a sign outside that said, Dr. Geezer's Clinic, get your treatment for $500. If not cured, get back $1,000. Dr. Digger Young, who was positive that this old geezer didn't know beans about medicine, thought this would be a great opportunity to get $1,000, so he went to Dr. Geezer's clinic. Dr. Young, Dr. Geezer, I've lost all taste in my mouth. Can you help me? Dr. Geezer, nurse, please bring medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in Dr. Young's mouth. Dr. Young, ah, this is gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations, you've got your taste back. That'll be $500. Dr. Young gets annoyed and goes back after a couple of days, figuring to recover his money. Dr. Young, I've lost my memory. I can't remember anything. Dr. Geezer, nurse, please bring medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in the patient's mouth. Dr. Young, oh, no, you don't. That's gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations. You've got your memory back. That'll be $500. Dr. Young, after having lost $1,000, leaves angrily and comes back after several more days. Dr. Young, my eyesight has become weak. I can hardly see anything. Dr. Geezer, well, I don't have any medicine for that, so here's your $1,000 back, giving him a $10 bill. Dr. Young, but this is only $10. Dr. Geezer, congratulations, you got your vision back. That'll be $500. Moral of the story, just because you're young doesn't mean you can outsmart an old geezer. Remember, don't make old people mad. We don't like being old in the first place, so it doesn't take much to tick us off. Enjoy your day. P.S. written in large print for old geezers. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for February 4th is now online. Upcoming events at the APH Museum, Leader Dogs for the Blind, new policies for flying with guide dogs, assistance dogs, and emotional support dogs create debate. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Signed, Joey Couch. Phone 606-216-8033. Email ki4vjd@gmail.com. An update has been posted to the Novel Ideas book group. Novel Ideas to Discuss Wonder by R.J. Palacio, DB74228 with guest host Carla Hayes. You can download the file using the link below, http://accessibleworld.org/sites/default/files/novel-ideas-01-19-18-wonder.mp3. View description, http://accessibleworld.org/node/2369. Accessible World Team, providing accessible internet resources around the globe. http://accessibleworld.org. Novel Ideas meets February 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern to discuss Before We Were Yours, DB 88202 by Lisa Wingate. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book Before We Were Yours, DB88202. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. For readers of Orphan Train and The Nightingale comes a thought-provoking and complex tale about two families two generations apart, based on a notorious true-life scandal. Memphis, 1939. 12-year-old Rill Foss and her four younger siblings live a magical life aboard their family's Mississippi River shanty boat. But when their father must rush their mother to the hospital one stormy night, Rill is left in charge until strangers arrive in force. Wrenched from all that is familiar and thrown into a Tennessee Children's Home Society orphanage, the Foss children are assured that they will soon be returned to their parents, but they quickly realize the dark truth. At the mercy of the facility's cruel director, Rill fights to keep her sisters and brother together in a world of danger and uncertainty. Aiken, South Carolina, present day. Born into wealth and privilege, Avery Stafford seems to have it all. A successful career as a federal prosecutor, a handsome fiancé, and a lavish wedding on the horizon. But when Avery returns home to help her father weather a health crisis, a chance encounter leaves her with uncomfortable questions and compels her to take a journey through her family's long-hidden history on a path that will ultimately lead either to devastation or to redemption. Based on one of America's most notorious real-life scandals, in which Georgia Tan, director of a Memphis-based adoption organization, kidnapped and sold poor children to wealthy families all over the country, Lisa Wingate's riveting, wrenching, and ultimately uplifting tale reminds us how even though the paths we take can lead to many places, the heart never forgets where we belong. Join us on Friday, February 16th, 2018, in the Book Nook Room of http://www.accessibleworld.org to discuss this great book. Host, Randy Shelton. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host, Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, February 16th, 2018. Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world at Saturday, 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/master/admin/room.asp:id=RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to http://www.accessibleworld.org/ and click on the Book Nook Room. Randy Shelton. From Newswire, the next meeting of the Mystery Book Discussion Group will be held on the fourth Sunday of February, Sunday, February 25th, 2018. Come join us. All are welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. We will be discussing Aunt Dimity and the Widow's Curse by Nancy Atherton. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB89166. You can find it on Bookshare at https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/162-6369. Ann Parsons, Group Facilitator. Email akp@portaltutoring.info. Skype Pewter Tutor. Saturday, 25th of February, 2018. Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2200 Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Follow the rest of the directions as read earlier. Fantasy Book Club meets February 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Tuesday of February, Tuesday, February 27th, 2018, at 9 p.m. Eastern. All are welcome. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice. Our meeting will be held over the phone. The main number is 712-832-8330. The access code is 342-2731. Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator. Email julia.kulak@gmail.com. The Fiction Old and New Book Group will meet March 2nd, 2018 at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Fiction Old and new book group will be discussing The Architect's Apprentice by Elif Shafak, DB 83286, on Friday, March 2nd, 2018 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time in the Book Nook Room of the Accessible World site, www.accessibleworld.org. Please join the Fiction Old and New Book Group as we discuss internationally acclaimed Turkish author Elif Shafak's engrossing historical fiction novel, The Architect's Apprentice, DB 83286, in the Book Nook Room. Elif Shafak is the best-known contemporary female author writing of the current and historical perspectives in Turkey. The Architect's Apprentice is set in the 16th century Ottoman Empire, a fascinating period where many cultures existed together in one location. In certain ways, this novel is reminiscent of the works of Charles Dickens. If you would like to hear this powerful and compelling author and human rights activist speak, here's a link to a recent interview on the BBC radio show Desert Island Discs, https://www.bbc.co.uk/programs/B08RPCQB. Here's the annotation. The Architect's Apprentice, DB83286, Shafak Elif. Reading time, 16 hours, 35 minutes. Read by L.J. Ganser. Historical fiction. Jahan escorts Chota, a white elephant, to the palace of the Ottoman Empire's Sultan. He soon becomes one of four apprentices to the chief royal architect, Sinan. As they work to build the empire, jealousies and hidden agendas interfere with relationships, some violence and some descriptions of sex. 2014. Co-hosted Sherry Wells, sherrywells1157@gmail.com, and Michelle Bernstein, Hamlet's Sweet Lady, @gmail.com. Date, Friday, March 2nd, 2018. Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp:id=RS7867A2369E0E, or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Enter your first and last name on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there is a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. After you have downloaded the simple software, enter the room, hold down the control key to talk, and let up to listen. All of our programs are recorded and archived. You may wish to subscribe to our Accessible World Announce List. Write to aw-announcements-subscribe@groups.io. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair. Accessible World, 818-998-0044. Email, boacosta@pecbell.net. Web, www.helpinghands4theblind.org. Steve Hoffman, President, Talking Communities. Email, steve@talkingcommunities.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Alert! Urgent! Save the ADA! House will vote next week on H.R. 620. DREDF, Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund, doing disability justice. Dateline, February 7, 2018. Urgent! Save the ADA! House will vote next week on House Resolution 620. 30 years of holding it in is long enough. Why disabled Americans oppose H.R. 620, and you should too. The House of Representatives will vote the week of February 12th on H.R. 620. We need your help to stop it. big business is trying to bamboozle the House and the American public into an unnecessary law misleadingly titled the ADA Education and Reform Act of 2017, H.R. 620, that would make it even harder for disabled Americans who have been holding it, waiting to use the same restrooms, shop at the same department stores, and eat at the same restaurants as our non-disabled friends and family members for almost 30 years. They say the law is needed to help local mom-and-pop shops, while behind the scenes, powerful trade associations for wealthy corporations, everything from multinational hotel chains to big box stores and corporate coffee shops, are pulling the strings in an effort to gain support for regressive rollbacks to the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA. This opens the door to not only dismantling the ADA, but other civil rights laws as well. Please contact your House representative and others from your state and encourage them to stay strong in their opposition to H.R. 620 and any notice and cure bill as a rollback of civil rights. Save the ADA. Go to Contacting Congress using your zip code to find out how to reach your House representative via email, phone, Facebook, Twitter, fax, etc. Call your representative using the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. They will help you find your representative's name and switch you to their office. If you know your representative's name, you can use the House of Representatives phone list. Sample script. Hello, my name is... I'm a constituent from zip code. I am opposed to H.R. 620 and any change to the Equal Access Protections of the Americans with Disabilities Act. I strongly encourage Representative so-and-so to oppose any reform efforts. Thank you. Reasons to oppose H.R. 620. H.R. 620 would weaken the civil rights of people with disabilities, making it harder for us to use the same restrooms, shop at the same department stores, and eat at the same restaurants as our non-disabled friends, family members, and peers. Disability rights are our civil rights. The ADA is a civil rights law. H.R. 620 would not only roll back important parts of the ADA, it would pose risks for other civil rights laws as well, such as Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars public accommodations such as hotels, restaurants, and entertainment venues from discriminating based on race. Title III of the ADA was based on this law. H.R. 620 would not solve the problems its supporters are claiming it would fix. It would not stop fraudulent lawsuits. State courts and state bar associations are already equipped to address those problems in better ways without denying anyone equal access or their civil rights. They have been successfully shutting down those bad practices in many areas. 3 decades of holding it in is long enough. Tell your congressional representative to oppose H.R. 620. For more information, see https://dredf.org/HR620. Or write info@dredf.org. Guide Dog Users Incorporated welcomes United Airlines policies regarding guide and service animals, urges other airlines to follow suit. Dear GDUI members and friends, airlines continue to update their policies regarding animals who fly on board planes. The latest air carrier to announce revised policies was United Airlines. GDUI's response follows. Guide Dog Users Incorporated welcomes United Airlines policies regarding guide and service animals, urges other airlines to follow suit. Dateline February 5, 2018. On Thursday, February 1, 2018, United Airlines announced new policies regarding emotional support animals that fly with their owners inside cabins on United planes. Like Delta Airlines, which 2 weeks ago announced policy changes regarding requirements for animals that accompany their owners on board planes, United attributes the need to revise their policies to dramatically increasing numbers of people who, claiming disability or anxiety, bring dogs, cats, and other kinds of animals on board, and the associated increases in the number of incidents involving badly behaved and uncontrolled animals. Both airlines are motivated by concerns for the safety of all their passengers and their crews. As frequent flyers ourselves, the Guide Dog Users Incorporated, GDUI members are also concerned about our safety onboard aircraft and additionally about the safety and welfare of our guide dogs. We are not convinced that requiring annually updated vaccination records can address the behavioral social issues that can make sharing a cabin or a row with a frightened or untrained dog any safer for passengers or crew members. But like anyone else who flies, we don't want ourselves or our well-cared-for guide dogs to be exposed to communicable diseases. We welcome United's insistence upon health and behavioral certification for animals ostensibly brought on board to provide emotional support or comfort as well as verification of pet owners' needs for this kind of assistance from reputable, licensed, professional sources. We are hopeful that expanded requirements for certification of behavioral training for animals whose purpose is to provide emotional support will decrease the number of animals the numbers of misbehaving and out-of-control animals on board planes, making us and our guide dogs safer and flying a more comfortable experience for everyone. While Guide Dog Users, Inc. has criticized Delta's expanded requirements for people with disabilities who need to bring their guide and service animals on board Delta flights, GDUI applauds United Airlines' decision to make new requirements for health certificates and good behavior certification applicable only to emotional support animals who often receive limited training at best and for whom there may not be a licensed authority to guarantee good health or up-to-date vaccinations. GDUI is gratified to know that United Airlines seems to understand that rigorous training of our guide dogs and service animals, as well as their daily exposure to community environments and public venues, makes it unlikely for our dogs' behavioral or health status to pose risks to the safety or passengers or crew members aboard United planes. Further, our reliance on guide and service dogs for independence and personal safety makes maintaining our dogs' good health, appropriate behavior, and proper grooming essential obligations for every guide and service animal user. An annual duty for guide dog users to provide vaccination records to Delta and further to confirm with Delta personnel the airline's possession of the certification every time we want to check into a flight would be particularly burdensome for guide dog users who would no longer be able to check in via smartphone kiosk or at curbside, who would need to spend extra time in line while waiting to confirm paperwork receipt, and who would likely be separated from traveling companions during the process. In addition, Delta's expanded requirements could easily necessitate extra expenses for people who might not have internet access and would therefore have to travel to an airport 48 hours in advance of a flight in order to submit vaccination records, as well as extra charges, which we have already heard from members that some vets are charging for submitting the required paperwork. We have no way of predicting whether or not requiring certification of training for emotional support animals will reduce the number of misbehaving dogs on flights. Certainly, the reliability of the certifying authority will make a difference. We are hopeful that the additional requirement for training certification will convince pet owners whose dogs may be unfamiliar with conditions like noisy airports and crowded planes to leave their pets at home or to contain them inside appropriate carriers to prevent their roaming through aircraft and threatening the safety of other passengers and crew. No case can be made, however, for requiring additional or early submission of medical records for our guide dogs, since maintaining their good health is an essential prerequisite for the life-saving services they provide for us and for their near-universal acceptance in public venues. We urge Delta to reconsider these onerous requirements for those of us who need to fly with our guide and service animals, not only because of the inconvenience and extra expenses they represent, but also because, as a class of people who are blind, we feel that these rules single us out as targets of unlawful discrimination. At least equally important, requiring guide and service dog users to submit vaccination records online in advance and in person at a Delta ticket counter is unlikely to solve any of the problems associated with misbehaving and uncontrolled animals on board planes. We are told by United, Delta, and other airlines that the number of animals air carriers are expected under the direction of the Air Carrier Access Act, ACAA, to transport has nearly doubled just in the last 12 months. And as the number of incidents that have compromised the safety of passengers and crew members has increased, we understand why the airlines are reevaluating their policies and requirements. Because a patchwork of sundry requirements for variously defined populations is bound to be confusing at best, cost and such a bureaucratic burden that making airline reservations may become a nearly impossible task, we urge all U.S. air carriers to work in coalition with one another, with membership organizations like ours who can speak on behalf of guide dog users, and with the U.S. Department of Transportation, which will release a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, for the ACAA in July, to harmonize the policies and procedures which serve to deter passengers from bringing animals which they cannot control and whose appropriate behavior they cannot assure onboard planes. GDUI is eager to assist this process. We urge Delta and other airlines to take a page from United's planning book, which recognizes the excellent training, appropriate behavior, and well-maintained health of guide dogs, which we and members of the general public have depended upon for decades, while developing requirements for less well-trained dogs and comfort animals that can assure onboard safety for all of us. We appreciate all of you who took the time to communicate with the Aviation Consumer Protection Division of the U.S. Department of Transportation regarding Delta's much more restrictive rules for guide dog users, rules which are expected to go into effect March 1st. It is important for us to criticize a policy change that is likely to make flying more difficult and expensive, and to point out the very negative impact new restrictions would have on the civil rights protections that are guaranteed to us under the Air Carrier Access Act. It is just as important for us to provide positive feedback regarding policy changes that exempt guide and service animals from burdensome restrictions, and to acknowledge and appreciate the understanding which United Airlines demonstrates in their new policy guidance. So, we urge you to fill out the DOT form again, this time thanking United Airlines for their more enlightened approach to writing policy guidance for animals who fly on board their planes. Go here to make your opinions known. https://airconsumer.dot.gov/es-complaint/consumerform.cfm. Finally, the GDUI Advocacy Committee has written a more succinct statement supporting United Airlines' recently announced policy guidance, and we share it with you below along with our thanks to the GDUI Advocacy Committee. GDUI Advocacy Committee responds to United Airlines' announced policy concerning animals on board planes, dateline February 5, 2018. Guide Dog Users Incorporated has been reviewing the recent decision by Delta Airlines to further ensure the well-being of its passengers against a dramatic increase in the amount of service and emotional support animals who have been poorly behaved and flying in their cabins. We very much agree with the desire of Delta Airlines to ensure its flights are safe and accessible to all who choose to fly on Delta. However, we find the requirement's applicability to all service and emotional support animals to be most distressing, especially for the guide dog users whose dogs have in large measure never been a hazard or otherwise problematic for airlines. GDUI applauds the recent decision by United Airlines to follow the lead of Delta as applied to emotional support animals, but not to trained service animals. United's new policy recognizes that unlike emotional support animals, guide dogs and other types of service animals require extensive training and socialization in order to successfully perform their duties in public settings. The United policy honors the traditional utilization of air travel by people with disabilities working with well-trained service animals without placing undue and needless burdens upon them. GDUI will issue further commentary as we work with others to assist airlines in developing the best possible policies that facilitate the use of service and emotional support animals without inconveniencing the flying public or those who legitimately need the assistance of their animals. Signed, Charles H. Crawford, Chair, Advocacy and Legislative Committee, Guide Dog Users Incorporated. Sincerely, Penny Reeder, President, Guide Dog Users Incorporated. Email president at guidedogusersinc.org. Deanna Noriega, First Vice President, Guide Dog Users, Inc. Email vp1@guidedogusersinc.org. https://www.guidedogusersinc.org. There are more contact information available. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org.